When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio, Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to your Sunday night with Speed City, the NASCAR at COTA edition. We are coming on a little early tonight because the race just finished up, obviously, and we are out here at Circuit of the Americas. This is John Massengill sitting in the booth out here at COTA with Les Kaiser, and Mr. Bob Varsha has joined us. He's come in for the weekend, did some Formula One coverage for us this morning.
Did a little backstroke.
did the backstroke out here at COTA. We've seen a lot bigger rain out here at COTA, but it has been raining essentially right when the NASCAR race started is when the rain started and just never really stopped for the entire race. It got a little bit light there, but anyway, this was a historic race today, historic day at COTA, and we've seen every single event out here, Les, between us, and this one was, honestly, it was fantastic. The beginning of the race was so electric because the crowd was huge. Bob, did you have any expectation of a crowd this big?
Not at all. I mean, we knew this rain was coming, and that usually will keep down the crowds, but maybe it's the historic nature of this inaugural event, as you said, that brought the crowds out. And what's really amazing to me is through all the miserable twists and turns in the weather, they stayed put. I mean, people sitting under their ponchos on the hillside, little kids running around, sliding on the grass, big grandstands full of people. I mean, it was really impressive, and I hope they all feel they got their money's worth because this was a very special race. We have to remember that the NASCAR Cup guys do not race in the rain normally, and now that they're going to be going to more road courses, they're going to have to learn to race in the rain. And today was especially treacherous. I keep thinking of that massive accident involving Martin Truex, which nearly got his car flipped as he got hit from behind, looming out of the mists. It was a pretty amazing demonstration of racing in the rain.
Yeah, we actually have a little audio clip of that. If the producer has that, just let me know. But yeah, let's play that clip right now.
Hard crash involving Martin Truex Jr. And we've got another car involved that is on fire out on the racetrack right now. Tremendous crash. Martin Truex Jr.'s car got airborne and Cole Custer got into him. And we're looking at Cole Custer get out of his car, thankfully, because that was a horrific crash.
Yeah, and the way this happened was on the straight between 10 and 11, it was the visibility was zero. Mm-hmm. There were two cars that came together ahead of this, and then the guy behind them, who was Martin Truex, and he had no visibility whatsoever and slammed into the back going, you know, must have been at least 50, 60 mile an hour delta between the two cars. It was pretty horrific.
Oh, it was huge. Yeah, Martin Truex was involved in the first crash, and then with damage, he slows. Cole Custer never saw him, came up right up behind him and caused huge damage to both cars. As I said, almost flipped Martin Truex Jr. over on his lid. And this big burst of flame from the wrecked front end of Cole Custer's car had us all wondering. As you listen to that clip, you could tell the announcer didn't know who the second car was because you couldn't see car numbers.
It was
hard to pick guys out.
You know, the one thing that I was sitting in the big room of the media center watching and was sitting amongst some of the NASCAR crowd, the regulars that work the media world for NASCAR, and it was interesting to hear their conversations about it and their comments. And, you know, as you said, rightly so, they're not used to racing in the rain. This is a different world. And the conversation went to the point of they shouldn't be racing at all right now.
Yeah.
And so I listened to some of them, and it was like, okay, well, somebody said something about there's no way anybody should be out on a racetrack right now. And I said, well, you know, we've seen Formula One out. We've seen IMSA. We've seen WEC. We've seen all of these, motorcycles. We've seen all these people out in rain that was as bad or worse than this.
Yeah, we've
seen
worse.
So I'm not joining you on that statement. You know.
But that is interesting how the NASCAR diehards were like, hey, man, we shouldn't even be here. But you know what? Like, to your point, Bob, they're going to a lot more road courses. They're going to see a lot more rain. They got to figure this stuff out. And we just got joined in the booth by Jonathan Green, who has been on the microphones all weekend. And we were just talking about the big crash with Custer and Truex and trying to, you know, they're going to have to learn how to do this.
Yeah, but I think they did. I think they did it on the fly, and I think what they did with the machines that they have, which are actually sort of coming from the oval world of getting that track sorted, because you can't use treaded tires on an oval. But you saw how different the race complex complexion changed once they did that. And as you heard from, I guess, several of the drivers, Kyle Larson was Larson was the most obvious, was saying, you know, it got to the point where we were aquaplaning. So, and no one can do anything about that.
Right. And I want to clear something up. You know, in saying that the NASCAR guys are going to have to get used to doing this, that's not to imply that they're not great drivers.
I mean,
we saw some incredible car control out there today. I keep thinking of Kyle Busch coming through turn 20 here toward the flag sideways practically every lap, and he'd catch it, straighten it up, move on, up the hill he'd go to turn one.
Yeah, and it was fun to watch that. Well, guys, we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion about the inaugural race for NASCAR at Circuit of the Americas.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I am an official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I'm here to say it's time to get personal, people. Tell the world who you are with a personalized plate from MyPlates.com, like me. I'm talking favorite color, favorite team, favorite charity, and of course, favorite state, Texas. Add your own message, and then the magic really happens. I'm the official Texas license plate from MyPlates.com, and I want to be your license plate. Go to MyPlates.com and order me today. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Hey folks, Bob at Barbecue Outfitters, and now through Memorial Day is our Gear Up for Summer sale. We're gearing up for the backyard with specials on the Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Weber Grills, and all our five different brands of pellet grills, including Traeger and Yoder. Barbecue Outfitters has been helping Central Texans be a backyard culinary hero since 1998. Barbecue Outfitters on 620, a quarter mile south of 2222, and at bbqoutfitters.com. Come check out our Gear Up for Memorial Day sale.
Odyssey has all the podcasts you crave, including Exit Scam, a new true crime podcast. When Gerald Cotton, the founder of Canada's biggest Bitcoin exchange, died under mysterious circumstances in India, $215 million in his customers' accounts was frozen forever, all because he'd forgotten to leave behind his passwords. Or at least that's what those customers were told. Listen to Exit Scam episodes a week ahead, exclusively on the Odyssey app. Get all your podcasts, music, news, and sports on Odyssey.
Get even more this Memorial Day at the Niall Maxwell Supercenter. We're open all day this Friday, Saturday, and Memorial Day Monday, so you can save thousands on hundreds of new vehicles. Hi, I'm Mike Wilson, and for these 3 days only, we're selling more Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams than anywhere else in Central Texas. We're making our huge inventory of hundreds of new Rams even better during Niall Maxwell's Memorial Day sales event at the Niall Maxwell Supercenter or online at NileMaxwellSupercenter.com.
KJCE, Rollingwood, Austin.
KKMJ, HD2, Austin.
And online worldwide at Talk1370.com. Talk1370, the right choice.
An Odyssey station.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch. You're listening to Speed City Radio.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City. Well, I don't know. I couldn't see anything, and going down the back stretch, just trying to stay on the road. And, you know, next thing I know, I seen a taillight, and it was on my hood, you know, in a split second. So you just can't see anything out there. It's a shame. Shame for everybody that works so hard on these cars and Best Pro Shops Tracker, everybody. It's we got in a bad spot there, oil on our windshield, and couldn't see. Had to pit and get a tear off, and then, you know, getting in the back there. I don't know what happened up ahead, why there was a car sitting in the track or slow or what was happening. You can't see. So, like I said, just wide open third gear. Next thing you know, there's a car in my hood. It's not a good feeling. And then I'm trying to stay in the gas and keep going. I wanted to get out of that area and through the brake zone because I knew I was going to get hit again. Next thing I know, I got hit so hard I was 10 feet in the air.
Oh, man. And he was hauling. You could tell his foot was in it. Yeah. Yeah.
But Bass Pro Tracker, you'd think that would have been the car to pick today.
That would have been the sponsor, right? The perfect sponsor. Well, guys, it was a historic day, and we had a blast. I think everybody had a blast. Jonathan, we were talking about the crowd sizes.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen every crowd out here, every major crowd, and looking at the main grandstands and looking at what turns I could see and from cameras and everything, if I had to guess, I'm going to say between 75 and 100,000 people out here.
Yeah, and my point is, because it's been a question mark since Marcus Smith came here a few weeks ago, as to whether the Fox team asked him, you know, is it going to come back? Will we get more NASCAR? And he said, we'll see how it goes. And I know you can't predict the weather. It's
right.
Texas. We all know what can happen here. But I'll tell you what, the crowd told us that they are coming back here because that crowd is worth selling to again. And imagine the crowd on a sunny day here for 3 days, camping, RVs, more entertainment, music, carnival atmosphere. This has a huge future in my book.
Yeah, no doubt. If we'd had good weather, because there was probably a lot of people that were not big NASCAR fans, maybe even not even big motorsport fans that might have come.
Exactly. I was out wandering around the fans a lot yesterday, asking them where they're from. It's your first time, Dakota. It's your first NASCAR race. Overwhelmingly, I would say it was almost split in half. That
really?
Hey, never been to a NASCAR race except Fort Worth. So, yeah, okay, they went to Fort Worth, but they never been to a road course. This was amazing. And they were learning the drivers. And then you had the NASCAR people. It was like, oh, this is amazing. You know, and then the weather set in.
Well, you know, Rich Phillips, my co-commentator, he does all the races at the Oval up in Fort Worth, and he'd never been to a road course. So that tells you one thing. But he also said that because he is like so many NASCAR fans in Texas, they have never been to a road course. Why would they go to Sonoma? It's halfway. It's 3,000 miles.
Yeah,
why would they go to Watkins Glen? It's 3,000 miles. Mm-hmm. You know, so of course, the intrigue of seeing what these guys can do, and I want to follow up what Bob said. I think this has been an international advert for the skill and sheer tenacity of ability to hold down this heavy, very powerful motor car with four gears, not a lot of gizmos, and I reckon there was probably a few Formula One guys going, gosh, I'd love to have a go at that, because it's pure racing.
Don't you know the Formula One guys watching this? Because you know they were. Why? Because it was on Coda.
Yeah.
Like Roman Grosjean said in our interview, he said, I can't wait to watch the NASCARs on Coda. So I'd love to have – I can't wait to have those conversations with the guys. I want to play another clip because – we had our own Austin's own Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Give the start your engine. So let's play that clip from McConaughey.
Drivers, start your engines.
Crank them up, King. Crank them up.
And that was just the end.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, that was a shortened version.
Yeah, he went through his trademark, all right, very slowly, very dramatically, and then recited a little poem that I assume he wrote.
Well, he is the Minister for Culture.
That was highly cultural.
There you go. Yeah, and he did that. If you've been following his series and the Green Lights, the Green Light book he wrote, He's got a classic Airstream now that he does a lot of his broadcasts, and that's exactly where he was.
Oh, was that what he was doing? Okay, because yeah. He was in town for the UT graduation.
Well, Lance Armstrong did his podcast from an Airstream. Is that what we need to get, boys?
Yeah, I guess so. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Company expense.
Absolutely.
Oh, sponsorship. Come on, Airstream.
I think he's chasing Will. He wants to be governor, but I think he's chasing the Austin Hearts for the next
week. All right, all right, all right.
There we go.
I think he's got my vote.
That was it right there. Yeah, that was really cool. And, you know, the pit and paddock access today was
awesome.
I mean, I'm so used to Formula One coming here. Bob, you saw me as I was trying to walk towards her. I was like, I've never been down that pathway. But all the gates were down, and we had tremendous access. And so did all the VIPs running around.
Right.
I mean, I know that there were some COVID restrictions going on. You were talking about that, Les, about what you could and couldn't do normally.
Yeah, there were definitely some space, you know, obstacles that they were keeping folks away. But at the beginning of the race, the pit was quite full, and I saw that there were some, I guess, pit lane tours, if you will, passing through right at that time. So it was really neat that they managed, and like I said, pretty good control of everything.
And you were right in the middle of it. I mean, you were walking down through, and there were guys, you know, back and forth with tires and fuel and everything back and forth. So it was very, very cool.
Yeah, the start of the, you know, as they were running through the ceremony for the beginning of it was really great to see it. And seeing a few folks. I mean, I got the chance to speak to a few of the different folks down there, and it was really nice to have that brief moment.
Jonathan, let's talk about the race. Chase Elliott won the race, but had he had the race gone a little bit longer, he probably would not have.
Yeah, and we heard Kyle Larson say that they were hoping that race wouldn't start because he just didn't have the fuel. We saw Kyle Busch come in wisely before. Well, there was always the inevitability of the potential caution of somebody crashing, but then NASCAR stepped in when people started aquaplaning, and that too, I think, was factored in by Kyle because he had a full fuel load, and of course Chase Elliott was therefore saved by leading while when the caution came out. And it was funny, the first person to say to him on the radio was one of his spotters, a guy called Bill Elliott, who said to him, "I don't think this is going anywhere. I think you got this." And that's pretty. I thought it was so poetic. And Bill's such a great fan. He was there when Chase won the championship, and he is a regular spotter for little Chase.
That's cool.
It's
having
a great
your dad
story.
As your spotter.
Yeah, really good. It's like the Herder story with Colton, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Bill Elliott was also that rare NASCAR driver from his generation who was a very good road racer.
Huh. Yeah. He races Trans Am with us. Up until 2 years ago, he did Mid-Ohio.
That's cool.
With us,
yeah. Yeah. I thought that he had.
Yeah,
I thought...
It was great. That with a number 9. Awesome.
Well, I was looking at Kyle Larson when he was talking about how he should have won or could have won, should have, would have, could have. And he was. I saw the stats underneath him. He'd only done one other road course, and he was 32nd in that one. And this was his first time to race in the rain, too. So that's going to be – we're going to hear a lot more about that, I'm sure, in the next few days.
There were so many firsts. Tyler Reddick getting his first pole position. Same in the truck race, I think. You know, there were so many really good stories. What a weekend for Kyle Busch, too, winning in Xfinity. His 98th win in Xfinity. Unbelievable. I mean, the records just keep tumbling for him.
And this win by Chase Elliott means another – box checked for Hendrick Motorsports because it was the 268th for his car owner Rick Hendrick, tying the all-time mark set by Richard Petty, Petty Motorsports, I should say.
Wow. That's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, I said it was apropos in the commentary in that we've had 10 different winners from 13 races, now 11 from 14. So this is good. This is a strange year, never mind coming on the dirt at Bristol, going to the Rovals, and now coming to COTA for the first time, because the playoffs are getting slimmer and slimmer.
Yeah.
Hamlin's yet to win, but he's leading the championship by a country mile. But there's like only 3 or 4 places left up for grabs.
Yeah. Well, so Chase Elliott, I was thinking about, it was Kyle and Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch, when he aquaplaned and just blasted through, what was it, 19? Or was it 20?
No, 12.
Oh, it was 12, okay.
Yeah, and at the end of the straight.
And he blasted through and missed both cars, missed...
Miss Kyle Busch.
Most importantly, his brother.
Exactly.
Yeah, more, yeah, more.
But both cars that he split by look like
inches,
mm-hmm. just 2 or 3 inches. I mean, they look like he hit them almost.
I think that was the beginning of the end for NASCAR's observation of what was going on.
Yeah.
Because he really just couldn't control the car.
Yeah.
And then we saw that turn six spin round. I think, I can't remember who it was, but that was it then. And by the time they saw them aquaplaning, and then I looked at the satellite, and, you know, I know it was short, and we like to see the races go to the end, but there was no racing. Yeah. You know, it's still raining now, so there was no racing more to come out of that race, and we got the 3 hours plus in, so.
Yeah, it's going to be the heaviest as we try to make our way to the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, guys, let's take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of the inaugural NASCAR COTA event.
Lynn Woolley for Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Here's something I didn't know when I first visited them. There are more than 50 different allergies that you can be subject to right here in Austin, and they test you for every single one of them and then figure out the best way to help you get around them. I'm about to give you that important phone number, so post it on the fridge and put it in your phone's address book. It's Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303. Tell them you heard about it from Lynn Woolley.
Congratulations! You got the COVID vaccine. With more protection from the virus, where do you think you'll go?
Oh, so much pressure! So many places to choose from, people to see. Do I have to decide right now? Because I want to go home to see my mom, who's also vaccinated, or to an outdoor concert. No, a road trip with my old high school friends.
There are more possibilities when you're protected. And when more of our community is vaccinated, we'll be closer to getting back to normal. Visit austintexas.gov/COVID-19 and win your normal back today.
I mean, I'm really missing theme parks, and maybe I'll start dating again. And then also...
One thing stays the same in this ever-changing world we live in, and that's summer in Texas. Nolan Ryan for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Be ready to invest in a home comfort system that you can rely on for years to come. I have, and I couldn't be happier. Your family deserves the best. Discuss it with your independent American Standard Air dealer today. Be cool and comfortable tomorrow. Why fry? Comfort the way you like it. AmericanStandardAir.com.
Welcome to Name Your License Plate. I'm Biff Biffington. All right, Mary Lou, for the cash, the trip, and a new car, name your license plate.
Easy. My plate is ADD24. ACL, ATM, ABC, ACDC, AAA. I can't remember my plate.
You should have gotten a personal Texas plate from MyPlates.com. They're so memorable.
And I could have saved 40% with a 5-year commitment.
Be a winner and order your personalized license plate from MyPlates.com.
Hey, this is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
I like it that Tony Stewart brought us back because we had him on the show, what was that, in 19?
During the Formula One, because he was a guest of Haas. Or he guest of Haas, he's an owner of Haas.
And, but... and he was talking.
He invited himself.
He flew his own plane.
No,
he drove his car, too.
He drove his RV down here.
And he drove his own car on
the
track.
And he peeled out the Priuses from under the wheel wells, is what he said. Yeah.
And he was the one that gave Grosjean the track, but gave him the ride and gave him a little drive. But in our interview, he said, I'm telling the NASCAR guys, this is where they should come. And that was 19. We all kind of looked at each other, raised eyebrows, and going, this could be a reality. You know?
I think we all walked away from that interview going, this is going to happen. It's a matter of when, not if.
Well, and that was, I recall we also point blank asked him, how long of a track? Do you think they'd do the whole thing? Do you think they would cut it in half like the Aussie V8s did? And he was like, oh, no, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, I agree.
You know what I thought of today? How badly did the Aussie V8s, and I don't mean to upset my Australian friends, but how badly did they mess up by not coming back, by not running the full circuit, and not taking this seriously as a place to really show off internationally their form of racing?
Yeah. You know what?
They chickened out.
That just popped up on a lot of memories on social media stuff from some of the local crowd, and one of them particular, John, our resident Aussie race instructor here, he was like, you know, so missing these guys. Wish they would come back. Why didn't they? Well, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with them, and they said, we got to have at least 3 races stateside to make it worth the trip. And so one of the things that I had kind of pinged back and forth with them was, how about a combination weekend? bring the cars. On Saturday, we're going to put NASCAR guys, pair them up with an Aussie V8 guy.
Some sort of a two-driver race.
Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, let's do the cup cars.
I mean, admittedly, it's a huge effort to get all those cars from there to here and all that.
It's a very big financial effort.
Totally understandable.
Well, hey, Les, you caught up with Richard Childress, right?
I did.
We got that interview. Set it up a little bit.
Sure. So Richard was we were just getting ready to start the race. We were standing down there, and Richard came and walked up and just happened to stop by me. So that made a prime opportunity.
There you go.
And so I was really curious, what do team owners think of this? It's been a crazy weekend.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
All right. Got to have Childress in this mix. Mr. Childress, welcome to Austin. Welcome to Circuit of the Americas. Tell us your first impressions here.
I love the track. I just wish I was a driver on it. It looks that much fun. Tyler on the pole is great. We know we got speed in the cars. We got 16, the 3. So we're looking for, and a 99. So we're looking for a good day.
I was going to say, you're sitting pretty here with your crew. What's the challenge just as your first trip here for you?
I think the weather's been the biggest thing right now that we're all having to deal with, but it's no different than for everybody else. We're just racing, you know. When they drop the green, we'll be all under the same conditions.
Fantastic. Good luck to the boys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, he just, even right then, he just, you know, came off and he's like, this is a cool place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think everybody that I've spoke with, I mean, there's nobody that said, oh, well, this is a bad idea. I mean, the weather was the only controversial thing that happened, like you said, in that you were sitting with some of the guys in the media center. But I never heard anybody say, well, this is a really stupid idea. Why do we do this or whatever?
And it wasn't a rainout. We had some great dry racing yesterday in the Xfinity, and that proved to me, and what I loved about that was, again, they brought something new. There's no track limits, and have at it. Asphalt is time to go. Anything that's gray is yours. You had an expression.
Right. If it's paved, it's racetrack.
Yep. And yeah. They proved it. Look at the arcs they were creating. I was really impressed with Ross Chastain, the way he was able to go wide at 10, wide at 11, and wide at
90.
Yeah, well, no, 15 and 19 and 1. But look at these lap times. It made a big difference. And I actually think that's a feature, not a problem. I looked at.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Lynn Woolley for sinus and snoring specialists. Here's something I didn't know when I first visited them. There are more than 50 different allergies that you can be subject to right here in Austin, and they test you for every single one of them and then figure out the best way to help you get around them. I'm about to give you that important phone number, so post it on the fridge and put it in your phone's address book. It's Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303. Tell them you heard about it from Lynn Woolley.
Congratulations! You got the COVID vaccine. With more protection from the virus, where do you think you'll go?
Oh, so much pressure! So many places to choose from, people to see. Do I have to decide right now? Because I want to go home to see my mom, who's also vaccinated, or to an outdoor concert. No, a road trip with my old high school friends.
There are more possibilities when you're protected. And when more of our community is vaccinated, we'll be closer to getting back to normal. Visit austintexas.gov/COVID-19 and win your normal back today.
I mean, I'm really missing theme parks, and maybe I'll start dating again. And then also,
one thing stays the same in this ever-changing world we live in, and that's summer in Texas. Nolan Ryan for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Be ready to invest in a home comfort system that you can rely on for years to come. I have, and I couldn't be happier. Your family deserves the best. Discuss it with your independent American Standard Air dealer today. Be cool and comfortable tomorrow. Why fry? Comfort the way you like it. AmericanStandardAir.com.
Welcome to Name Your License Plate. I'm Biff Biffington. All right, Mary Lou, for the cash, the trip, and a new car, name your license plate.
Easy. My plate is ADD24. ACL, ATM, ABC, ACDC, AAA. I can't remember my plate.
You should have gotten a personal Texas plate from MyPlates.com. They're so memorable.
And I could have saved 40% with a 5-year commitment.
Be a winner and order your personalized license plate from MyPlates.com.
Hey, this is Tony Stewart. You're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
I like it that Tony Stewart brought us back because we had him on the show, what was that, in 19?
During the Formula 1, because he was a guest of Haas. Or a guest of Haas, he's an owner of Haas.
And he was talking.
He invited himself.
He flew his own plane.
No,
he drove a car, too.
He drove his RV down here.
And he drove his own car on
and
the track.
And he peeled out the Priuses from under the wheel wells, is what he said. Yeah.
And he was the one that gave Grosjean on the track, but gave him the ride and gave him a little drive. But in our interview, he said, I'm telling the NASCAR guys, this is where they should come. And that was 19. We all kind of looked at each other, raised eyebrows, and going, this could be a reality. You know?
I think we all walked away from that interview going, this is going to happen. It's a matter of when, not if.
Well, and that was, I recall we also point blank asked him, how long of a track? Do you think they'd do the whole thing? Do you think they would cut it in half like the Aussie V8s did? And he was like, oh, no, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I agree.
You know what I thought of today? How badly did the Aussie V8s, and I don't mean to upset my Australian friends, but how badly did they mess up by not coming back, by not running the full circuit, and not taking this seriously as a place to really show off internationally their form of racing?
Yeah. You know what?
They chickened out.
That just popped up on a lot of memories on social media stuff from some of the local crowd, and one of them particular, John, our resident Aussie instructor, race instructor here, he was like, you know, so missing these guys. Wish they would come back. Why didn't they? Well, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with them, and they said, we got to have at least 3 races stateside to make it worth the trip. And so one of the things that I had kind of pinged back and forth with them was, how about a combination weekend? Bring the cars. On Saturday, we're going to put NASCAR guys, pair them up with an Aussie V8 guy.
Some sort of like a...
Yeah, a two-driver, you know, race, and then Sunday let's do the Cup cars.
I mean, admittedly, it's a huge effort to get all those cars from
it's very big financial effort.
Totally understandable.
Well, hey, Les, you caught up with Richard Childress, right?
I did.
We got that interview. Set it up a little bit.
Sure. So Richard was we were just getting ready to start the race. We're standing down there, and Richard came, walked up, and just happened to stop by me. So that made a prime opportunity.
There you go.
And so I was really curious, what do team owners think of this? It's been a crazy weekend.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
All right. Got to have Childress in this mix. Mr. Childress, welcome to Austin. Welcome to Circuit of the Americas. Tell us your first impressions here.
I love the track. I just wish I was a driver on it. It looks that much fun. Tyler on the pole is great. We know we got speed in the cars. We got 16, the 3. So we're looking for, and a 99, so we're looking for a good day.
I was going to say, you're sitting pretty here with your crew. What's the challenge just as your first trip here for you?
I think the weather's been the biggest thing right now that we're all having to deal with, but it's no different than for everybody else. We're just racing, you know. When they drop the green, we'll be all under the same conditions.
Fantastic. Good luck to the boys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, he just, even right then, he just – you know, came off and he's like, this is a cool place.
Yeah, I think everybody that I've spoke with, I mean, there's nobody that said, oh, well, this is a bad idea. I mean, the weather was the only controversial thing that happened, like you said, in that you were sitting with some of the guys in the media center. But I never heard anybody say, well, this is a really stupid idea. Why do we do this or whatever?
And it wasn't a rainout. We had some great dry racing yesterday in the Xfinity, and that proved to me, and what I loved about that was, again, they brought something new. There's no track limits, and have at it. Asphalt is time to go. Anything that's gray is yours. You had an expression.
Right. If it's paved, it's racetrack.
Yep. And they proved it. Look at the arcs they were creating. I was really impressed with Ross Chastain, the way he was able to go wide at 10, wide at 11, and wide at 90.
All of them?
Yeah, well, no, 15 and 19 and one. Oh wait, but Lyrics and look at these lap times. It made a big difference, and I actually think that's a feature, not a problem. I looked at turn 15 in Formula One terms when I was going around preparing for the weekend, thinking this is really going to be tough for these big monsters to get round. But of course, they went nope.
They said this is going to be fun. Yep. I've never seen so much sideways drifting at COTA before in every turn. It was fantastic, actually. What else, Jonathan? What about your co-commentator in there? What were his thoughts about this?
Because, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he spends his whole life up at TMS, right?
Yeah, and watching him go round and round and turning left, and this was his first run at a road course. He'd seen him on TV, and he agrees that Steve Phelps and the NASCAR fraternity are looking to diversify. They're looking to grow the sport. They're looking to make it more interesting. And I think the way they're going is great. Seven now road courses in the series, and also, more importantly, a roval in the Chase. I always said that until they get a road course in the Chase, it's never really – it plays too easy to the oval specialists. So now everybody – and that's why these young kids are so good, is because they come up either on the dirt or they come from road racing, and now we've got a very different sport, and I'm all heads up for it. Rain tires, you name it.
Rain tires, yep.
Rain tires and Rain-X.
Boy, it was
there was a lot of discussion about Rain-X. Yeah. All right, we're going to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up our coverage here and talk about the inaugural day of NASCAR at COTA.
Lynn Woolley here with a question. Did you know that Chris Waters typically gets his clients more for their houses than others in the same neighborhood? That's why if you need to relocate really fast, you got to call Chris. Chris is the only real estate agent that I, Lynn Woolley, would recommend and trust with my home. Reach out to Christopher Waters and his team at 512-829-8000 or go online to ChristopherWaters.com. That's Waters with two T's, ChristopherWaters.com.
Congratulations, you got the COVID vaccine. With more protection from the virus, where do you think you'll go?
Oh, so much pressure. So many places to choose from, people to see. Do I have to decide right now? Because I want to go home to see my mom, who's also vaccinated, or to an outdoor concert. No, a road trip with my old high school friends.
There are more possibilities when you're protected. And when more of our community is vaccinated, we'll be closer to getting back to normal. Visit austintexas.gov/COVID-19 and win your normal back today.
I mean, I'm really missing theme parks, and maybe I'll start dating again. And then also,
Pettis Chevrolet knows how stressful buying a new vehicle can be, and that's exactly why we provide a low pressure, high knowledge buying experience. We won't be standing over your shoulder when you want to crawl in the back and press all the buttons, but the moment you have a question, we'll be there with an answer. Whether it's about the stereo or the undercarriage, nothing is over our head. For a better experience, come find new roads at Hanna Chevrolet or HannaChevyAustin.com.
Find new roads.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Monday on This Morning, America's First News. Party leaders are losing their ability to effectively anoint favored candidates in a primary ahead of next year's midterm elections. We'll explain why. Also, the real estate frenzy is overwhelming even small town America. We'll have examples of battles in eastern Pennsylvania. And could trauma be lurking under your post-pandemic good mood? Monday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekdays at 5 on Talk 1370.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back to your Sunday night with Speed City. We do this every Sunday night, normally 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time, Austin time. And right now, though, we're in our happy place because we are in booth number 2 at COTA, where we have been doing this since the very first race at Circuit of the Americas.
Heck, we got our name on the door.
I know, we do have our name. It's not etched into the door, but maybe we should do that tonight.
I got a pocket knife.
Let's wait until the 10th anniversary, which will be next year.
And big one.
We'll have it on the door. But yeah, this is our happy place. We've been here for every single major motorsport event at Circuit of the Americas. We've seen Formula One, MotoGP, IndyCar, World Endurance Championship, Lone Star Le Mans, IMSA. What was back in 13? Bill Oberlund.
We saw everything.
Lone Star. I mean,
Grand Am.
Yeah, Grand Am. That's what I was thinking of. We have seen them.
Ferrari
Challenge. Yeah, we've seen them all.
Well, I just ran into the buddy. So, you know, remember it was spring of 2012 when we found out, or actually a little bit earlier than that, we found out where the property was. John, you and I.
That was 11.
11, yeah, it was 11. You and I scattered our way out here, and soon after I was invited to come out, and I wound up being the first media guy to take a full lap on the track when it was sticks and dirt. And I just ran into the guy that gave me the tour outside.
And you.
Day of my life.
Two wheels.
First man on two wheels with Colin Edwards, world champion from Texas, with me riding with him on the track, just the two of us. Yeah. Greatest day of my life.
Yeah, Colin put a knee down in the triple apex.
And I kneeled down afterwards to him.
Yeah. No, he's, in fact, Colin pulled off his knee pad. We've got that picture somewhere.
Yeah.
And he pointed at the scrub on the knee pad, and he's. And I think you asked him if you could get him to autograph, and he goes, "No, this one's mine," and he's keeping it.
Actually, there is a good inside story there about what a gentleman Colin is. His best friend Mike came with us that day, and we were on two road bikes.
Mike Myers.
And we were on two road bikes, and Colin just looked at Mike when they got their leathers on, and I was messing about, and he goes, "Hey, Mike, just take it out and warm up the tires for me." And I kind of looked at Colin, and I was like, "Really?" And he goes, "Nah, I just want him to be the first." And I was like, "That's cool.
That's pretty
cool. That's a friend."
Yeah. Mike Myers is one of the lead instructors at the Texas Tornado Boot Camp.
Yep.
And that's a phenomenal place to learn all kinds of skills on two wheels. Mm-hmm. That actually transfer to four wheels.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the pandemic and the way COTA's come out of that.
Oh.
And, I mean, because this, what was the last race before this? The one we called
WEC,
right?
February.
Right, well, before February 2020. The pandemic. Yeah, it was like 3 weeks before the whole country shut down.
Brazil canceled for a financial reason, not because of COVID. And I remember I'd just come back from New Zealand, and they quickly changed it within a week and brought the whole of WEC here, and we put on a show, and they were delighted.
Yeah.
I don't mean we.
Coda
put on a show.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that phone call and said, "Could you guys do this?" And it was like, what, 3 weeks later or something like
amazing.
That? This was a Speedway Motorsports event. The guys that own lots of circuits, NASCAR circuits all over the country, and it was put on, it was, you know, primarily by them, but there's lots of COTA staff that we recognize from day one.
And Bob, you know, I want to bring you in here because you know that the model in America is promoter based for the tracks here.
Right.
But when you start bringing MotoGP and Formula One, and they're asking for rights fees and they're asking for big money, as Formula One do, as a track owner like Bobby Epstein is. Mm-hmm. Where do you find your revenue? And the fact that he's managed to survive, that, you know, keep going with no Formula One for 2 years, effectively, MotoGP cancelled, hopefully coming back at the end of the year, all the music cancelled, concert after concert after concert. Yeah. So hats off.
Yeah, well, I think Bobby Epstein, in fact, I can remember an interview in which he made that exact point. You can't really run a racetrack as purely a racetrack and shut it down for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. You have to have the concerts and the summer camps and the driving schools and all the other things you can do with a multi-purpose facility. You have to do it because you need that kind of revenue stream to keep these places going. 1,000 acres with all of this infrastructure, you know, it's got to be maintained, and that gets expensive.
Yeah.
And one of their business development folks told me before the pandemic, I believe he said it was 38 weeks of the year, they had a motorsports group here renting the track for team testing or track day events or what have you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having one of those events 38 weeks of the year is pretty phenomenal. That's high efficiency rate for such a giant facility.
Mm-hmm. And it's so prestigious that they, you know, I don't know the rates for the track rentals. I'm sure it's different on different types of events, but it's so prestigious because it is the Formula One, the home of Formula One in the United States. So you should get a premium. I mean, how many people come here to do a track day to say, I did a track day on the Formula One track in Austin.
Sure.
So,
I mean, huge selling point.
It's a huge asset for the city of Austin.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, you know, John, you and I were privy to it, and we didn't get to say it at the time, but Nissan was here 1 year and rented the place for like 4 hours a day for 6 weeks or something, and it was all sequestered information. We got to meet them, but that was, you know, that's the type of secretive thing that goes on out here that most of us in public don't hear.
And wait till Elon starts testing his new cars and trucks here.
Somebody, because the new giant mega whatever facility.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah, the Tesla facility.
Gigafactory.
Gigafactory, thank you. It's literally right up the road.
Yeah, it's 80
miles an hour, about 10 minutes from here, is the Tesla factory. And it is, can you believe how fast this thing has exploded?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I mean,
it's like they just added water. I'm waiting to see what happened this weekend.
It really, I mean, it's really that way. There's a guy that does a drone flyover every day on YouTube, and it's like every day the thing gets bigger.
He's going to get
Atmo. Well, the pandemic's almost over. He will.
Yeah, it's true. Well, guys, we're about a minute left. Any final thoughts? Bob, Varsha, anything? This amazing weekend, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I worked with many years with Champ Car, and one of their big selling points was that they run on all these different types of racetrack, the ultimate challenge for car and driver. And I see NASCAR as turning itself into that kind of an organization. Last week, the mile at Dover. This weekend, this spectacular road course. Next weekend, the longest race in American Speedway Racing, the World 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mm. So, you know, NASCAR is putting together a really formidable schedule, and that will lead to a formidable reputation.
Well, I'm glad that Coda, Weird Austin Coda, is now a part of this new NASCAR, and I'm expecting it to be back. So let's hope that this great attendance and great racing brings them back. So
absolutely, Bob. Thanks for making the trek from Atlanta.
My
good
pleasure.
To see you in 3D.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And, of course, next weekend back Sunday night. Just tune in to check out SpeedCityBroadcast.com to find out all of our times. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Happy trails. Y'all.
Bye.
Lynn Woolley here with a question. Did you know that Chris Waters typically gets his clients more for their houses than others in the same neighborhood? That's why if you need to relocate really fast, you got to call Chris. Chris is the only real estate agent that I, Lynn Woolley, would recommend and trust with my home. Reach out to Christopher Waters and his team at 512-829-8000 or go online to ChristopherWaters.com. That's Waters with two T's, ChristopherWaters.com.
Congratulations, you got the COVID vaccine. With more protection from the virus, where do you think you'll go?
Oh, so much pressure. So many places to choose from, people to see. Do I have to decide right now? Because I want to go home to see my mom, who's also vaccinated, or to an outdoor concert. No, a road trip with my old high school friends.
There are more possibilities when you're protected. And when more of our community is vaccinated, we'll be closer to getting back to normal. Visit austintexas.gov/COVID-19 and win your normal back today.
I mean, I'm really missing theme parks, and maybe I'll start dating again. And then also,
Penn Chevrolet knows how stressful buying a new vehicle can be, and that's exactly why we provide a low pressure, high knowledge buying experience. We won't be standing over your shoulder when you want to crawl in the back and press all the buttons, but the moment you have a question, we'll be there with an answer. Whether it's about the stereo or the undercarriage, nothing is over our head. For a better experience, come find new roads at Hanna Chevrolet or HannaChevyAustin.com.
Find new roads.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Monday on This Morning, America's First News. Party leaders are losing their ability to effectively anoint favored candidates in a primary ahead of next year's midterm elections. We'll explain why. Also, the real estate frenzy is overwhelming even small town America. We'll have examples of battles in eastern Pennsylvania. And could trauma be lurking under your post-pandemic good mood? Monday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekdays at 5 on Talk 1370.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back to your Sunday night with Speed City. We do this every Sunday night, normally 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time, Austin time. And right now, though, we're in our happy place. because we are in
we're back home.
Booth number two at COTA, where we have been doing this since the very first race at Circuit of the Americas.
Heck, we got our name on the door.
I know, we do have our name. It's not etched into the door, but maybe we should do that tonight.
I got a pocket knife.
Let's wait until the 10th anniversary, which will be next year.
Big one.
We'll have it on the door. But yeah, this is our happy place. We've been here for every single major motorsport event at Circuit of the Americas. We've seen Formula One, MotoGP, IndyCar, World Endurance Championship, Lone Star Le Mans, IMSA. What was back in 13?
Bill
Oberland.
We saw everything.
Lone Star.
Here.
I mean,
Grand Am.
Yeah, Grand Am. That's what I was thinking of. We have
Ferrari
seen them.
Challenge.
Ferrari Challenge. Yeah, we've seen them all.
Well, I just ran into the buddy. So you know, remember it was spring of 2012 when we found out, or actually a little bit earlier than that, we found out where the property was. John, you and I.
That was 11.
11, yeah, it was 11. You and I scattered our way out here, and soon after I was invited to come out, and I wound up being the first media guy to take a full lap on the track when it was sticks and dirt. And I just ran into the guy that gave me the tour outside.
And you.
Day of my life.
Two wheels.
First man on two wheels with Colin Edwards, world champion from Texas, with me riding with him on the track. Just the two of us. Yeah. Greatest day of my life.
Yep. Colin put a knee down in the triple apex.
And I kneeled down afterwards to him.
Yeah. No, he's, in fact, Colin pulled off his knee pad. We've got that picture somewhere.
Yeah.
And he pointed at the scrub on the knee pad, and
history.
I think you asked him if you could get him to autograph, and he goes, no, this one's mine, and he's keeping it.
Actually, there is a good inside story there about what a gentleman Colin is. His best friend Mike came with us that day, and we were on two road
Mike
bikes.
Myers.
Mike Myers. And we were on two road bikes, and Colin just looked at Mike when they got their leathers on, and I was messing about, and he goes, hey, Mike, just take it out and warm up the tires for me. And I kind of looked at Colin, and I was like, really? And he goes, nah, I just want him to be the first. And I was like, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's a friend.
Yeah. Mike Myers is one of the lead instructors at the Texas Tornado Boot Camp.
Yep.
And that's a phenomenal place to learn all kinds of skills on two wheels. Mm-hmm. That actually transfer to four wheels.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the pandemic and the way COTA's come out of that.
Oh.
And, I mean, because this, what was the last race before this? The one we called WEC, right?
February.
Right, well, before February 2020. Pandemic. Yeah, it was like 3 weeks before the whole country shut down.
Brazil canceled for a financial reason, not because of COVID. And I remember I'd just come back from New Zealand, and they quickly changed it within a week and brought the whole of WEC here, and we put on a show, and they were delighted.
Yeah.
I don't mean we. I mean
COTA.
COTA put on a show.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that phone call and said, could you guys do this? And it was like, 3 weeks later or something
amazing.
But, this was a Speedway Motorsports event. The guys that own lots of circuits, NASCAR circuits all over the country. And it was put on, primarily by them. But there's lots of COTA staff that we recognize from day one.
And Bob, I want to bring you in here because you know that the model in America is promoter based for the tracks here.
Right.
But when you start bringing MotoGP and Formula One, and they're asking for rights fees and they're asking for big money, as Formula One do, as a track owner like Bobby Epstein is, mm-hmm. where do you find your revenue? And the fact that he's managed to survive, keep going.
Yeah.
With no Formula One for 2 years, effectively, MotoGP cancelled, hopefully coming back at the end of the year, all the music cancelled, concert after concert after concert, so hats off.
Yeah, well, I think Bobby Epstein, in fact, I can remember an interview in which he made that exact point. You can't really run a racetrack as purely a racetrack and then shut it down for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. You have to have the concerts and the summer camps and the driving schools and all the other things you can do with a multi-purpose facility. You have to do it because you need that kind of revenue stream to keep these places going. 1,000 acres with all of this infrastructure, it's got to be maintained, and that gets expensive.
Yeah.
And one of their business development folks told me before the pandemic, I believe he said it was 38 weeks of the year, they had a motorsports group here renting the track for team testing or track day events or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, having one of those events 38 weeks of the year is pretty phenomenal. That's high efficiency rate for such a giant facility.
Mm-hmm. And it's so prestigious that they, you know, I don't know the rates for the track rentals. I'm sure it's different on different types of events, but it's so prestigious because it is the Formula One, the home of Formula One in the United States. So you should get a premium. I mean, how many people come here to do a track day to say, I did a track day on the Formula One track in Austin.
I mean, huge selling point.
It's a huge asset for the city of Austin. Yeah. It really is.
Well, you know, John, you and I were privy to it, and we didn't get to say it at the time, but Nissan was here 1 year and rented the place for like 4 hours a day for 6 weeks or something, and it was all sequestered information. We got to meet them, but that was, you know, that's the type of secretive thing that goes on out here that most of us in public don't hear.
And wait till Elon starts testing his new cars and trucks here.
the new giant mega whatever facility.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah, the Tesla facility.
Gigafactory.
Gigafactory, thank you. It's literally right up the road.
Yeah, it's 80
miles an hour, about 10 minutes from here, is the Tesla factory. And it is, can you believe how fast this thing has exploded?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I mean,
it's like they just added water. I'm waiting to see what happened this weekend.
It's really that way. There's a guy that does a drone flyover every day on YouTube, and it's like every day the thing gets bigger.
He's going to get
Atmo. Well, the pandemic's almost over. He will.
Yeah, it's true. Well, guys, we're about a minute left. Any final thoughts? Bob, Varsha, anything? This amazing weekend, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I worked with many years with Champ Car, and one of their big selling points was that they run on all these different types of racetrack, the ultimate challenge for car and driver. And I see NASCAR as turning itself into that kind of an organization. Last week, the mile at Dover. This weekend, this spectacular road course. Next weekend, the longest race in American Speedway Racing, the World 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mm. So, you know, NASCAR is putting together a really formidable schedule, and that will lead to a formidable reputation.
Well, I'm glad that Coda, Weird Austin Coda, is now a part of this new NASCAR, and I'm expecting it to be back. So let's hope that this great attendance and great racing brings them back. So
absolutely, Bob. Thanks for making the trek from Atlanta.
My
good
pleasure.
To see you in 3D.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And, of course, next weekend back Sunday night. Just tune in to check out SpeedCityBroadcast.com to find out all of our times. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Ciao, y'all.
Bye.